This is the Composer's Datebook for January 23rd. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1935, at the Church of Saint-François-Xavier in Paris, organist Geneviève de La Salle gave the first complete performance of the three-movement suite Opus 5 by the French composer, teacher, and virtuoso organist Maurice Duruflé. If you sing in a choir or are a fan of choral classics, you might be familiar with Duruflé's serene and tranquil Requiem, Opus 9, which premiered some 12 years later. Now, if Duruflé's Opus 5 premiered in 1935 and his Opus 9 in 1947, it would be reasonable to conclude the composer was a slow worker, which he was. He was also very meticulous and a self-critical artist, a perfectionist whose catalog of works is rather small but exquisitely crafted. In all, Duruflé's output comprises less than 15 published works, of which 7 are for organ. The three movements of his suite Opus 5 consist of a brooding prelude, a Sicilienne that evokes the harmonies and inflections of Ravel, and a brilliant concluding toccata. Duruflé's music is firmly embedded in the French tradition of organ composers like César Franck and Louis Vierne, and orchestral composers like Debussy, Ravel, and Duruflé's own composition teacher, Paul Dukas. The great French organist Marie-Claire Alain, when asked to describe Duruflé's music, replied, "It is a perfectly honest art. He is not an innovator, but a traditionalist. Duruflé evolved and amplified the old traditions, making them his own." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.